Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. La Llorona weeps for a lost nation. The biggest example of avarice that I can give you, continued the dead man, is to tell you the story of the Spanish conquest of Mexico. It is only in the telling of the tale that healing can begin, and that is important. For without this healing, the territory of New Mexico cannot move forward into its destiny. Giovanni the Hermit sat quietly near the fourth cave, cautiously aware of the snarling demon Mephistopheles that kept him within his watch. Our story begins in the year 1489, began the dead man. It was in this year that a child to be named Jerónimo de Aguilar was born in Ecija, Spain. When he was barely 22 years of age, he was already a priest. He embarked upon the New World, and in 1511, en route from Panama to Santo Domingo, he and his companions were shipwrecked off the coast of Yucatan. There, many of his men died at the hands of local cannibals, but Jerónimo and his fellow priest Gonzalo Guerrero survived. Guerrero fell in love with a local Mayan woman and married her, becoming the father of two children. But Father Jerónimo de Aguilar kept his vow of chastity, much to the amusement of the cacique, the chieftain of Tabasco. The years went by, and in 1519 it was reported that a Spanish galleon was sighted off the coast of Cozumel. Filled with rapture, Father Jerónimo paddled out to it and addressed conquistador Hernán Cortés in a rustic Mayan-accented Spanish. Cortés rather liked the padre and decided to take him on as his personal interpreter. Now, as Hernán Cortés and his party moved into Mexico, as the place was called in Nahuatl, and Colúa, as it was called in Mayan, he happened into the very cacique chieftain of Tabasco. This local chieftain had a harem of 19 females. One of them was an Aztec maiden who spoke her native Nahuatl as well as Mayan. Using her as his guide into Aztec country, Cortés learned that he could communicate by speaking Spanish to Aguilar, who spoke Mayan to the girl, who spoke Nahuatl to the Aztec. She was now known as the captain's woman, or as Malinche. As Cortés approached the Aztec capital of Tenochtitlan, he was met by several representatives from other tribes that had been subjugated and forced to pay tribute and sacrificial victims to their Aztec overlords. They promised to help Cortés fight against the empire of mighty Lord Moctezuma. At first, Cortés was a little cautious because the warm welcome given to his own predecessor, Juan de Grijalva, had been short-lived once the natives had gotten to know the Spaniards. However, he trusted in the promise of his new allies, the Cempoalans, and so he entered Tenochtitlan on the 8th of November of 1519. Hernán Cortés received 20,000 pieces of gold from Lord Moctezuma. They would be worth more than 12 times their weight today. Greedy Cortés, though, sought even more gold, using Malinche, now better versed in Spanish, as his personal interpreter, guide, and mistress. Never mind that he was already married back in Spain to Doña Catalina Juárez, and that he had had a second wife in Cuernavaca named Doña Juana de Zúñiga. He sired a son with Malinche and named him Martín. Their son Martín grew up and became the commander of the Order of Santiago, but in 1548 he was tortured and executed by his own people. Father Jerónimo de Aguilar eventually left the priesthood and married an Indian woman named Doña Elvira Tonantzin, with whom he had two daughters. Now, on July the 30th of 1520, the night after Lord Moctezuma was killed, Cortés marched his men under cover of darkness out of Tenochtitlan in what would become known as La Noche Triste. So, it is fable then, sparked up the hermit, that La Malinche killed her own son and dumped him at the edge of the Holy Lake? Now, when an historical person is made into an institution, replied the dead man, much legend is mixed into the facts. The historical character of La Malinche had her own story mixed with that of the mythological Medea, who killed her own children after she helped Jason steal the golden fleece. The earth goddess Gia, who weeps over her own monstrous children, became another prototype, and the Virgin Mary's loss of the young Jesus in the temple was yet another strand woven into the story. In the due course of time, all of them melded into the popular legend known as La Llorona, or the Weeping Woman. Then, La Llorona weeps not only for her own son, but, the hermit broke off, but for the death of her whole nation, the dead man concluded the statement. Why is the legend of La Llorona so widespread in the world in one form or another? Asked Giovanni of the dead man. Because wherever there is vegetation, there are tears on the ground at sunrise. That is a sure sign that the sorrowful mother has passed by mourning her loss. Huh. You recognize these tears as morning dew. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.